Good evening, America. Welcome to... This is Mark Levine. I want to talk about Rafalka. The Mitt Romney horse, apparently, or Ann Romney, I guess. It's his wife's horse. Got 30th place in the Olympics. Now, I don't know, ma'am, how many horses were participating, but 30th. I mean, that's like almost 20 more almost bronze, right? Well, for those of you who think Romney makes good investments, maybe the horse wasn't one of them, but he does get a $77,000 tax write-off every year for that horse, which brings me to this. I've been looking at Mitt Romney's tax plan and realizing that Mitt Romney only has $250 million, and Rafalka does eat a lot of oats. My question for you tonight is how much more in taxes are you willing to pay so that Romney has more money? I wish I were joking, but according to the Romney tax plan, everyone who makes under $200,000, 95% of Americans, are going to get a tax increase. So Romney wants to raise your taxes if you are in the bottom 95%. However, if you make more than $1 million, congratulations, Romney will give you an average income tax cut of $87,000. So think about how many of your friends and neighbors, if you're a millionaire, those earning $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, how much are they going to have to pay to get you your $87,000? Well, that 87 grand doesn't just come from somewhere. So when you think about it, each, 95 Americans will each pitch in 1,000 so that the millionaire gets 87 grand. That's the Romney plan. There is more to it than that, to be sure. One of the things he wants to do is to end the estate tax. Now, the estate tax doesn't help the top 5%. It doesn't help the top 1%. If you think it's about 99%, you're wrong, because fully half of the 1% don't use the estate tax. The estate tax is for half of 1%. One in 200 estates in America pay the estate tax, and it nets the country $21 billion. That's how rich the super rich are. Romney would end that, because Romney believes that you should be able to get $3 billion from daddy or great-granddaddy or great-great-great-granddaddy, who, after all, had a plantation and worked hard to beat his slaves and is still profiting from their labor. And therefore, you should never have to work a day in your life. Let the descendants of slaves work hard, because the descendants of the slave traders should never have to work. Romney believes that inherited wealth should never be taxed, ever, even if you did nothing to earn it. Because Romney has this basic Republican belief: lazy people, lazy rich people, should not have to contribute to this country. The entire country should be on the backs of hardworking poor and middle-class people. That's why he believes that dividends, capital gains, things that you do without working, right? You sit there and you get interest on your bank account, you get dividends on your stock portfolio. Things you do without working, like inheriting money, those should be paid. Those should not be taxed. Romney sincerely believes that if you work hard, you should pay a lot of taxes. Say you have three jobs, you're a waitress and maybe a school teacher and maybe even you tutor kids on the side. That's three jobs. You should pay 20, 30, 35%. But Mitt Romney, who won't release his taxes, we know that the highest he's paid is less than 14%. And that's in the year that he knew everybody was watching. That's the year that he didn't release until his Republican contenders for the presidency insisted that he did, and he had time to dress up the numbers. But I have a serious question for you tonight, and I do want to hear from you at 888-653-7543. How much are you willing to pay for Rafalka, for Mitt Romney's horse? Because, you see, Rafalka is a job creator. Yes, there has to be someone that shovels all the horse manure. That's a job creator, right? Someone has to feed the horse the oats. I guarantee you, and Romney's not doing it. That's a job creator, you see. So, how much are you willing to sacrifice to give to Rafalka? One of the things that he's probably going to take from, for example, is student loans. Your kid doesn't need to go to college. You don't need to go to college. Going to college would give you an opportunity to succeed in life. It allows very poor people to become quite wealthy. I mean, after all, our last two Democratic presidents, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, grew up very poor with single mothers, but because they did well in school, were able to achieve greatness. That's beyond you, you see. Rafalka can achieve 30th in the Olympics. You don't need to go to college. So I'm really looking at the Romney plan, and I'm just asking myself, who here really supports it? If you support this plan, I'd love to hear from you. Tell me why you think you should pay more taxes if you're 95% of Americans who make under $200,000 a year. Tell me why you think you should pay more taxes so that every millionaire gets $87,000 plus doesn't have to pay the estate tax, plus is already paying a lesser tax rate than you are because real work is taxed, like, you know, when you shovel that horse manure. But owning the horse gets you a $77,000 tax right off, you see. I want to know how much you're willing to pay. And while you're there, I thought you should know about some other tax breaks that the Republicans believe in. These are some that just passed the Senate, by the way. Republicans didn't filibuster this. Oh, they filibustered making the millionaires pay 2%, 3% more in taxes. But they're fine with an accelerated write-off for owners of NASCAR tracks. How do you like that? And all of you out there, I want to hear from you, all of you who own racetracks. Mitt Romney has several of his friends that own racetracks. Guess what? You get a special tax break. Sure, your kid may not go to college. Yes, you may have to pay a little bit more in health care because one of the things they're thinking of cutting is the deductions for health insurance. But the owners of race car tracks will do just fine. Here's something else that you're paying for. An economic development credit for a star-kissed tuna cannery in the American Samoa. That's important. That's real important because, well, Samoans just don't have enough tuna in their lives. And they should have special breaks. After all, you know, an ordinary trucker doesn't get a tax break, but the tuna should. There's also a rum tax rebate for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands worth millions of dollars a year to one of the world's largest distillers. Yep, it's covered. Also is covered, by the way, $2,500 credit for electric motorcycles. Okay, there you go. So these are there, and your taxes are paying for them, and your taxes are paying for Mitt Romney. And I just want to know why it is that you believe, those of you who are supporting Mitt Romney, why you think you should pay more taxes. And if you're a millionaire, and you're going to basically take money from all your fellow citizens, I want to know why you think it's fair to do what Barack Obama this week called Romney Hood, which is reverse Robin Hood. Why is it fair to steal from the poor to give to the rich? I just want someone to explain that to me, whether you agree or disagree. I want to know, if you do think it's fair, how much you think they should pay. Take, for example, Ebenezer Scrooge. Okay? Tiny Tim obviously can't get that treatment for his leg because Ebenezer Scrooge needs more gold. But that's the current situation. We already have a situation where the United States has the worst income inequality in the industrialized world. All the European nations have more fair treatment than we do. And the American dream, remember that great idea that you could be born poor and become rich, those rags to riches stories, the idea that, frankly, my great-grandfather lived by. He came to America with $20 to his name, his entire net worth at Ellis Island a little over 100 years ago. And by the time he died, he had six stores, I'm proud to say, a solid middle-class existence. And he did it by going door-to-door and sewing women's clothes, and that's the way it was done in America 100 years ago. Well, you can't do that anymore. It seems if you want to live the American dream, the best place to do it is in France or England or Germany or Canada or Japan or Australia or New Zealand or any other industrialized nation, Germany. You see, the American dream is largely dead because we have less opportunity for income advancement than at any time in American history due to the Great Recession, which, by the way, took away 40% of the average American's wealth. Now, to be fair, not Mitt Romney. If you're in the top 1%, you have tripled your wealth in the last 5, 10 years. But if you are in the middle of America, you've lost 40% of it. So Romney's doing very well. And my question for you is, how much more are you willing to give him? How much more are you willing to give him? You've already lost 40% of your net wealth. What are you willing to give him? Maybe give him your child, give up their college education. How much are you willing to give? We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Levine. Tell me, how much are you going to give up to pay for Mitt Romney's horse? Rafalka did not do well in the Olympics. She pranced her way to only 30th, which is not very good. So we need to help Rafalka. Romney needs your money. Romney only has $250 million. He has $250 million. He pays less than 40% in taxes. And if you look at his tax plan, he will make, let me add this all up, because a millionaire receives $87,000 and he makes $100 million. He'll get about $8 million. $8 million. And, you know, that's a lot of money. So you may have to give up your kid's education. You may have to give up on rent. You may have to give up on food. But Rafalka will presumably get better training and do better in the next Olympics. This is the Mitt Romney tax plan. I'm just reading from his plan. I want to know how much you'll give up to help your fellow millionaire. 888-653-7543. Michael in the Bronx. How are you, sir?
Hey. Well, I'm doing okay because now I'm on vacation.
Okay. You ready to have your tax increase that Mitt Romney promises you because his horse needs more oats?
Well, let me tell you something about this, Mark. How much am I willing to give up for Mitt Romney?
Mm-hmm.
Not one red penny. But he doesn't need it.
He's
he
a job creator.
There's
a lot of horse manure out there that someone has to shovel.
Let him shovel it. You know, he's a, let him shovel it. He could shovel all his bull crap too. And you know something? I, for one, am tired of his horsing around, pun intended.
Putting
all kidding aside, let's talk about this Obama Super PAC ad that people of both sides are chiming in on.
Yes.
All right? First off, I believe the ad, and I'm hearing from conservatives that the woman in question had a job and had her own health insurance, and that Mitt Romney is in no way, shape, or form involved in that, that she lost a job for whatever reason. My thing is this, and I'm analyzing both sides. If she had a job 5 years ago or 6 years ago, fine, that may be all well and good. But I'm looking at a timeline here, and from the way I see it, she was working and had health benefits, but the business closed down, as conservatives are saying, and I say, I wonder why.
But we know that Bain fired a lot of people when the business was closed. They took a hefty management fee, as they always do, and they put a lot of debt in the company, making it extremely risky, and it caused the company to fail. And, yes, she was without health insurance.
She was without health insurance from her job. And then when she was laid off, she wound up going on her husband's health insurance, which can be done. They have health plans that benefit both the employee and the employee's spouse and family. And then he wound up losing his job. I wonder why. So it seems like both sides are correct, but then the timeline really pins it down. And apparently, I don't believe that this guy, Joe Sopcich, I think his name is, I don't think he would make up a lie like that regarding his own wife. I can see the man is hurting, and the point is clear that Mitt Romney, granted, you're not going to call him a murderer because a murderer.
I'm not saying Romney intended this woman to die. I'm just saying Romney and the Republicans believe that Americans should not have health insurance. They strongly believe that people who are sick should not use the. I mean, it's very unclear because they either believe they should use the emergency room and should just die, or they believe that they shouldn't get preventative care and get coverage in the emergency room, which is 3 times more expensive than ordinary care. I'm not sure what they believe. I have never once in all my years in radio and TV had a single Republican explain to me what they would do about the fact that we treat poor people and middle-class people in emergency rooms because they can't afford health care. No one will give an answer. Half, some of them will say, very honestly, I think they should just die. If you're not rich enough to live, just die. But most of them say, no, I think they should be cared for, but I don't think anybody should pay for it. And then it's like, well, do you think the doctors should not pay for it? No, the doctors should be paid. Should the hospitals take it on the chin? No, they should be paid. Should the poor person die? No. Do you have a solution? No, go away. Obamacare sucks. You know, they can't come up with anything.
But Mark, what I'm trying to point out is I just want to state for the record to these conservatives that there is nobody on the progressive side that called Romney a murderer. That is their knee-jerk reaction to this commercial. The thing is, and that's why we have different laws here in the U.S., that just because you say someone's actions caused the death of someone does not necessarily mean you're calling that person.
No, Mitt Romney did not pull the trigger. But he supports a healthcare system. The irony is that Romney actually, it's kind of hard to know what he supports because he won't really say. But the Republican Party doesn't support a system whereby this woman could get healthcare. Now, Romney actually provided one in Massachusetts. And when his representative said that, well, actually, she would have been covered in Massachusetts. The conservatives said, well, then we can't vote for Mitt Romney at all. So it's not clear what he believes in. But we do know that Bain believes in putting profits over people and consistently has done so.
Let's not forget that Romney is the one that says publicly on air, I like to fire people, and he profits off of creating inconveniences and misfortunes towards others. Let's not ignore that.
That's what a corporator does. That's how he makes his living. Oh, okay. We are out of time then. Sorry, Michael. You can tell me a little bit more after the break if you want to. If you want to call in and tell me what you will give up to feed Mitt Romney's horse, call in. This is Mark Levine. Follow me on Twitter at Mark Levine Talk. Back after this. Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Levine. You comment on my Twitter at Mark Levine Talk and let me know how much more in taxes are you going to pay so that Mitt Romney has more. Let's face it, Rafalka is expensive. It's very hard to transport a horse to the Olympics, even if he only got 30th place. Let's face it, $77,000 is written off. That's less tax money paid so that Rafalka could compete. So do you think your children are more important than Rafalka? Do you think that your kids getting an education are more important than horse ballet? Well, Romney says the horse doesn't have enough and you have too much. Romney says in his tax plan that 95% of Americans should get a tax increase so that multimillionaires can get hundreds of thousands of dollars. If you agree with this plan, I just want to know what you'll give up for Mitt Romney. On the line for a while has been Michael from the Bronx. I know, Michael, I had to cut you off. Sorry. What was that last thing you wanted to say?
Oh, so, well, first off, we're back on Mitt's horse, huh?
Yeah.
You know, something like I said, I'm tired of his horsing around. But with Joe Sopcich,
yes.
I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing the poor man's last name. But the thing is that he is not the only one victimized by Mitt Romney's actions. And I am just offended by right-wingers who want to accuse us progressives of calling Mitt Romney a murderer. You know, we're not calling him a murderer. We're saying that his actions need to be held accounted for, and that's why in a court of law, in the event of a death of somebody caused by somebody else, that person's not always charged with murder.
Look, it's very simple. It's very simple. I mean, Bain closed it down. Bain did a lot of that, made tremendous profits by closing down successful businesses by loading them up with debt. And in the process, a lot of people lost their jobs, including this man and his wife, and lost health care, and she died. I mean, that's just a fact. Now, did Romney intend that this woman die? No. But
that's
the consequence of his actions.
Exactly. And I don't like it. I don't think it's right for Republicans to say that we're accusing Romney of intentionally doing this stuff. Romney is just a person that does not care for anyone but himself. And he lies about it as well. I mean, he lies so much, it's a miracle that his nose hasn't gone around the world. I heard someone else say that he and the Republicans lie so much that they're in long need of a monster-sized animal because they're so full of coo-coo-coo-coo that it's beyond belief. I mean, people are so upset of the injustice. And I think this story right here, this report, and this guy who I know in my heart of hearts, Mark, he's still agonizing over the loss of his wife unnecessarily. Who the hell wouldn't? My heart goes out for him. And the more that people keep up on this, the more people can understand, hey, we got to be careful on how we treat one another. I seriously doubt that for somebody like Mitt Romney, who says, I like to fire people and gloats over causing the inconvenience over other people, how can he say he loves America and loves people and his actions are totally unfitting of love?
Look, you got to understand, Michael, the way Romney works here. I mean, it's important to understand. It's not that Romney wants or rich people. Or people that involve, that do corporate raiders. It's not that they want people to die. It's not that they want people to lose health insurance. It's just that they don't consider themselves responsible for their own actions. The question is, you either care how what you do affects other people or you don't. If you, for example, pollute a river to make more profits, okay? Conservatives will tell you if you make more profits, that's always good. And if you have to pollute a river, that's not your problem because you don't drink the water out of the river. It's all about taking something and making other people pay. And that's actually at the heart of Romney's tax plan. That's actually why I think it's all connected. Because what the tax plan does is it makes middle class people pay more in taxes so that the super rich can pay less. And I obviously don't think that's a very good idea, but I want to hear from the people who support that idea. I want to know why they think, it's not just Mitt Romney. You can look at the Republican Congress. Look at Eric Cantor, who said that we want to widen the tax base. Well, what does that mean? That means make middle-class people pay more. You know, that's
pay more for them, and that is so unethical. Let me just say,
it's Paul Ryan's plan as well. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me just say before I go that Mitt Romney, Eric Cantor, these Republicans in Congress, they want to call themselves patriotic Americans, that want to call themselves Christians and yada, yada. They got a lot to learn to be a good Christian. They got a lot to learn to be good Americans and to treat each other, treat all Americans equally. They got a lot to learn to actually loving one another. And don't tell me, not you, but don't tell me, Republicans, that you love America and you're having your money being sent somewhere in the Cayman Islands
or out of the
you're not paying your fair share of taxes. Come on, give me a break. That's not love.
Fair enough. Michael, thank you for calling. If you want to dial in, it's 888-653-7543. I'll tell you what, since Michael brought up the ad, let's go ahead and play the controversial ad and talk about it. You got that ad, Mark? Play it.
I don't think Mitt Romney understands what he's done to people's lives by closing the plant. I don't think he realizes that people's lives completely changed. When Mitt Romney and Bain closed the plant, I lost my health care. And my family lost their health care. And a short time after that, my wife became ill. I don't know how long she was sick. And I think maybe she didn't say anything because she knew that we couldn't afford the insurance. And then one day she became ill, and I took her up to the Jackson County Hospital and admitted her for pneumonia, and that's when they found the cancer. And by then it was stage four. There was nothing they could do for her. And she passed away in 22 days. I do not think Mitt Romney realizes what he's done to anyone. And I do not think Mitt Romney is concerned.
Priorities USA Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay, so that's the ad that the Republicans are saying is so unfair, is so terrible. And let's face the facts, all right? So Bain did close down the GST steel plant where Soptic worked. His wife did have coverage under Soptic's health insurance. She actually had her own coverage as well, but she ended up losing that job. So her only hope would have been Soptic's health insurance. And he lost his job because of Mitt Romney. Now, did he say Mitt Romney wanted his wife to die? No, he says he doesn't think Mitt Romney understands. And I guess I don't think he understands either. I don't think he actually thinks about ways his actions harm other people. There are people who make profits who are concerned by what happens because of their profits, and there are people who just simply want to make as much money as possible and don't care. I think he said he doesn't care or isn't concerned about what happens because of it. And, you know, there's an argument to be made in capitalism, and I've heard Republicans make it, conservatives make it, that it doesn't matter how your actions affect others. As long as what you do is legal, then screw the other person. Let them get their own tax break in the Cayman Islands. Let them get their own horse in the Olympics. Let them get a great-great-great-granddaddy that owns slaves and gives them millions of dollars that they, billions of dollars that they didn't earn. See, it's all a question of how you believe the world is structured. If you believe, as I do, in a meritocracy, where those who work hard and play by the rules should succeed without regard to race or religion or how rich your parents were or sex or sexual orientation, if you believe that a meritocracy should decide, as I do, then, well, you're offended by the idea that somebody could simply do nothing, be part of the lazy rich, and never have to pay taxes a day in their life. But if you're like Mitt Romney, okay, then you believe in a noble class. And let's face it, this conservative idea, this really monarchist idea, has been around for a long time. It predates the American Revolution. You look at England in the 1600s, the 1700s, and people understood if you're a noble, if you're an earl, if you're the Duke of Worcestershire sauce, then you should never have to work. You're of the privileged classes. You can go around in your wigs and your petticoats and let your slaves handle all the hard work or your manservants. You shouldn't have to work. If you're born into privilege, you deserve that privilege. That's why Mitt Romney wants to end the estate tax, because he believes that rich people never should have to work. But some of us believe in the American dream. Some of us believe in a meritocracy. Some of us believe that hardworking poor people should get ahead in life and that lazy rich people shouldn't get ahead in life. And it's not because I'm attacking the rich. Warren Buffett works hard. It's no doubt. He's an investor like Mitt Romney, though I haven't heard of him, firing people and loading up companies with debt. Maybe someone will tell me that he's done that. Let me know if he has. But Warren Buffett understands that even though he works hard, he can afford to pay a lot more. Warren Buffett, by the way, is not giving money to his kids. He's got so much money, his kids have so much money, that they don't need his billions. And so he's giving a lot of it to charity. Bill Gates is doing the same thing. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to inherit some money from your parents. You know, a few million dollars makes sense to me. But once you start getting into 10, 20, 30, 50, $100 million, the question is, do we want to have a class system like they have in Great Britain, or they had, because Great Britain now has the American dream more than we do? Isn't that ironic that the monarchy we fought against, that in the country we fought our revolution against, they have more economic opportunities than we do? That their poor and middle class have a better chance of success than we do? That their nobles and lords and dukes pay more taxes than our nobles and lords and dukes? We don't call them that. But that's what they are, right? The Koch brothers, the Romneys. How ironic is it that the neo-monarchists, you know, I really just think that's what we need to call the conservatives. They are neo-monarchists. They really, conservatives, you just look at throughout history, they were opposed to the revolution, right? About a third of America wanted to stay true to the monarchy of Great Britain. The conservatives wanted to stay. It was those radical liberal revolutionaries that wanted the American Revolution, right? The conservatives wanted to protect slavery, wanted to protect that way of mistreating people to earn income. That's, after all, it's a great way to make money off of someone else's work. Conservatives oppose women's having the right to vote, opposed blacks having the right to vote. To this day, they oppose blacks having the right to vote. If you don't know about the new Jim Crow laws in Pennsylvania or Texas or Florida, wake up. Read your newspapers. In Pennsylvania, the Republicans are trying to deny the right to vote to 9% of the population. 750,000 plus Pennsylvanians have been removed from the voting rolls because they're poor or black or a student or are otherwise likely to vote for Democrats. And they're doing it in the so-called name of voting fraud. But there's a lawsuit. The Justice Department, the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, has sued Pennsylvania, saying, why do you need to disenfranchise 9%? Well, the Republican Speaker of the House, as you know, has said why he needs to do that. He's Romney needs the votes, and Romney can't win if they allow all Pennsylvanians to vote. So he wants to get rid of 9%. But they say they did it because of fraud. So I ask you, how many cases of in-person voter ID fraud does Pennsylvania have a year? I mean, is it 1%? If it's 1%, after all, that could affect an election, a close election. It's not 1%. Is it a tenth of 1%? Is it a hundredth of 1%? If it were a hundredth of 1%, it'd be very, very unlikely to affect an election. Very unlikely. If it were a hundredth of 1%. What's a hundredth of 1% in Pennsylvania? Well, let's do the math here. A hundredth of 1% would be 80 votes. I don't think there's any election decided by 80 votes. If it were a hundredth of 1%, well, maybe you could imagine an election decided by 80 votes. But it's not a hundredth of 1%. Is it a thousandth of 1%? 8 votes a year? That wouldn't decide the elections, but, you know, you wouldn't want to have 8 people impersonate in a year. No, 8 people in Pennsylvania don't commit voter fraud in a year, nor do 4. Nor do 2. Is there one case every year of in-person voter impersonation in Pennsylvania? According to the records in the lawsuit, no, there's not. Not even one person a year. One person in 2 years? One person in 5 years? Is there a person every decade? That won't affect an election, but is there a person every decade in Pennsylvania that commits in-person voter ID fraud? No, there's not. How about in a century? Nope. In the 2 centuries of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's existence, guess how many people have been charged with in-person voter ID fraud? Not convicted, just charged with it. The answer is 0. None. Nada. Not a single person in the history of the state of Pennsylvania has ever even been accused of in-person voter ID fraud. But for this supposed problem, Republicans are going to take 750,000 Pennsylvania voters and throw them off the voting rolls. Mostly black people, poor people, students, and some elderly. If you're likely to vote Democrat, you're going to lose your right to vote in Pennsylvania. Don't tell me Jim Crow laws aren't dead. Don't tell me Republicans aren't racist. Because taking away someone's right to vote is not only racist, it's about the most un-American thing I can imagine. Shame on you, Pennsylvania Republicans. Shame on you, Texas Republicans. Shame on you, Republicans in 20 states that are doing their best to take away people's right to vote. It just should never happen. This is Mark Levine. If you want to check me out, follow me on Twitter at Mark Levine Talk. My website is marklevinetalk.com. When we come back, we've got the Talk Radio News Service. You don't want to miss that. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Levine. We'll be hearing from Victoria, the Talk Radio News Service. Hello, Victoria. How are you?
Good evening. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I understand that Mitt Romney wants an ad truce. Tell me about that.
Yes, he does. He did an interview with NBC's First Read with Chuck Todd, and excerpts are coming out. This is a forthcoming documentary on MSNBC. He says our campaign will be helped immensely if we had an agreement between both campaigns that we were only going to talk about issues and the tax based upon business or family or taxes or things of that nature. We only talk about the issues.
No, wait. That's lovely how he conflates family, which I think most of us agree should be off, with business and taxes. He doesn't think whether a candidate pays his taxes is a reasonable issue for a campaign?
Well, this is what he seems to be saying. Now, his campaign was asked about that. First Read said, is Romney really saying that scrutinizing his business record, which he's held up as one of his chief qualifications to be president,
right,
is personal?
Right.
And
he says it's personal.
His campaign hasn't clarified it.
So it's if his Bain stuff is personal And he's not going to talk about what he's done as governor of Massachusetts. And he doesn't even want to talk about his Olympics ever since he put his foot in the mouth in London. Then basically Romney's saying, I'm a blank slate, elect me.
Yes, because you can't talk about health care, don't forget.
Well, that's true. You can't even talk about health care either. So the other thing that I wonder about with this supposed ad truce, is he calling on his own super PACs to do an ad truce? Because I remember during the Republican nomination battle, Mitt Romney was giving the lion's share of negative ads. 80%, 90% of the ads, including the Super PAC ads, were negative. He viciously attacked Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum. Is he recanting his own hateful ads? Or is he telling his own Super PACs not to do those ads?
Well, he's claiming of his own campaign, our ads haven't gone after the president personally. We haven't dredged up the old stuff that people talked about last time around. We haven't gone after the personal thing.
Victoria, I live in Virginia. I've seen the ads. They're all sponsored by Super PACs, which are run by Mitt Romney's partners at Bain and other close business associates. Is he calling on the Super PACs to join in the truce, or just the tiny amount of money that his campaign actually spends?
Well, you see, it's all very amorphous. That's what's so interesting. It's all very amorphous and seems to be open to interpretation as whoever wants to interpret it can see fit or whoever wants it to suit them.
Yeah, well, I can't say I'm surprised that Mitt Romney is giving an amorphous response. It seems that virtually everything he supports is pretty amorphous. Hey, Victoria, thank you for calling in. I appreciate that.
Thank you. You
can follow me on Twitter at Mark Levine Talk. Let me know what you thought of the show. You can also comment at marklevinetalk.com, where I will post this archive and my other archives, including a fascinating show I did just last week on how Mitt Romney profits from child abuse. Check it out.